Hey, you look like you could use a friend.
Actually, yes. I don't have any friends.
Do you want to be my friend?
Do you want to be my friend?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, I do.
Will you be my friend?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Why is that?
Today is National Make a Friend Day.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to make some friends.
Will you be my friend?
The new friendship.
Okay, my friends, it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
National Make a Friend Day, 3 days before Valentine's Day. Makes you wonder. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Hello. Good morning. Is it really morning? It's kind of mid-morning. It's 10 o'clock. What do you think? Thank you so much for being here today. If you miss any part of the show, make sure you log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out the podcasts and all those little tidbits that I put down for you on my page. They're all there. All the things that I talk about, for the most part, 99% of the things that I talk about are on my webpage there, so you can check them out for yourself. One of the things that people are really getting into is the article about the CDC exploiting the numbers. Yes, exploiting the numbers, the death rate by 1,600%. So for the last story that we just had on the news about California, really? Do they really have the highest death rate from COVID or people with COVID? Will we ever get, you know, I want to see forensic audits. I want to see audits of the numbers. I want to see audits of the voting machines. And what's wrong with that? What is wrong with auditing something that is supposed to be accurate? Why is the left fighting against that so? Why does the left have to edit their evidence in an impeachment trial? Just ask yourself every day these little questions that the media keeps putting out. And then know that there is hope out there. That there are some governors, not ours. Don't mean to get you excited. There are some governors out there who are pushing back because not only has South Dakota pushed back against the XL pipeline, Biden's nixing of it and killing thousands of jobs. Now Oklahoma is pushing back as well. The governor there is nullifying Biden's executive orders with his own. States taking control. Counties taking control. Know what the Constitution actually says. Not how those who think they're in power manipulate it. Know what it actually says. You want to find out more great information about the Constitution? Well, just go to guardtheconstitution.com with Sean Meehan. When you have questions, just shoot him an email. He tries to help out as many people as he can. Understand that document. That document that we are supposed to live by. Yet people take it upon themselves to just do what they think is best for everybody. The only person they have control over is themselves, not you. I get it. Some people have to be led by the hand. And I bring you this story, which some people have already heard. I hadn't heard it. So I was very frustrated last night to find out about Gorilla Glue Girl. That's what she's been dubbed. She is a Louisiana TikToker. And she has raised $13,500 in her GoFundMe account after, well, her story went viral last week, because on a bottle of spray glue, it specifically said on the bottle of spray glue, glue in the name, Gorilla Glue. It said, do not use on eyes, skin, or clothing. But see, the problem was, it didn't say hair. So she feels misled by the company and is now going to sue them because she spent 22 hours in the ER because she ran out of got-to-be-glued spray, which is something that is called a hair product. Got to be glued spray, good for hair. Gorilla glue spray, bad idea for hair. So now, rather than just thinking to herself, Gorilla glue seals anything. But it doesn't mention don't use it on my hair. She used it on her hair, and she's been posting videos about her horrific experience in the ER as technicians try to get the glue out of her hair. Gorilla Glue is dumbfounded. They, I guess, haven't had this situation before. So, what do they do? Well, they try to give her some suggestions. Try acetone. I don't know. Well, it burned her scalp. This is so frustrating. Not only because this woman is becoming famous for her stupidity, but because people are donating to her to sue a company that now is probably going to have to change all of their warning labels. Who knows? Maybe recall their products to get those warning labels changed. Instead of the warning label saying, do not swallow, do not get in eyes, on skin, or on clothing, it is now going to have to say, or put in your hair. It is considered a permanent adhesive designed for use on craft, home, auto, or office products to mount things such as paper, cardboard, wood, laminate, and fabric. So could Gorilla Glue come back and say, hey, these are the things that it is designed for? It doesn't say hair there. So what's the issue? We all have to pay for stupidity. Just kind of like the media out there saying, oh, President Trump's pushing hydroxychloroquine. You know, people are going to be drinking, what was that, fish tank cleaner? They're going to be injecting it into themselves. This is just crazy. We want people to think for themselves. But then when they do, we have a serious ignorance situation. Do we throw this back to education? Do we throw this back to the media? Do we throw this back to parents? This is the dumbing down of society that has been going on for decades. Stove hot, don't touch. No, it's not. Ow! Why didn't you tell me that could burn me? Told you it was hot. Not to touch it. Welcome to the new normal. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll have a special Valentine's Day poll question coming up for you in just minutes. And a special guest after this quick break on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get your taste buds ready for a party. Popeyes is introducing their popular fried chicken sandwich, only with fish. That's right. Now you can order a delicious chicken.
Fish.
Fresh and raised right on the farm.
In the ocean.
Deep fried just the way your grandma.
Captain.
Used to make. And served with Popeyes tangy barbecue.
Tartar sauce.
Popeyes fried chicken.
Fish.
Sandwich. Because thinking up a new recipe is just too dang hard.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. If you would like to find out some great numbers, check out globalresearch.ca. Globalresearch.ca. Some of the interesting stories that they're coming up with, including one that I mentioned the other day and I made sure to put on my site, was 20 ways that masks don't work. Also, that story about Dennis saying that mask mouth is causing some serious issues with patients and periodontal disease, which, if you know anything about that, can lead to heart attack and stroke. It's just, it's poisons. It's toxins and poisons in your mouth that you're swallowing and it's just going back into your system. Everyone is already wearing a mask. They just don't work. This is the article. So Andrew Cuomo's out there texting that hospitalizations are going up, wear a mask, Gavin Newsom, Governor Phil Murphy, just on and on and on. ABC News, now they're saying wear two masks, saying more people are dying. I'm not going to believe that until I get a forensic audit. Sorry. So let's look at this. In California, in New York, where supposedly the most people are dying, San Francisco, Oakland, Hayward, California has a 97% mask compliance. Well, they're liberal communities. All these huge numbers of people dying in California, supposedly. Yet we don't see a mass increase in deaths in the homeless community. New York City metro area, Again, going back to that huge number of deaths, supposedly, they have a 97% mask compliance. I love all these maps they show. You look out in the Midwest and things like that where people are saying no to the masks. Yeah. It's looking pretty good out there. DC Metro, 97% mask compliance. Philadelphia, 96%. Chicago, 95%. Seattle, 96%. We are not paying attention to science. Everybody always says, go with the science, go with the science. What people are paying attention to are biased scientists who have agendas. Science doesn't have agendas. Scientists do. Doctors take an oath to do no harm. Yet the doctors who are coming out and saying these don't work. They don't control the virus. This is literally virtue signaling. But you know what the masks do? They increase your risk of periodontal disease. They increase your risk of facial fungus and infections. They increase greatly your risk of bacterial pneumonia. Or something that if you're hospitalized, they will deem as COVID. So I hope you follow the science and not the scientists. Because the doctors and the science, well, that just gets censored. So you know there must be some truth in there. Thanks for playing. Speaking of playing, guess what? Yes, we are going to have another chance for you to win the chocolate shop, that heart-shaped gift or that heart-shaped box of chocolates that you can give as a gift or you can keep for yourself this hour, next hour, and more tomorrow as well. But if you miss out on your opportunity to win, you can still win and be special in the heart of your someone special by logging on to Chocolate Shop. That's chocolate, chocoppe.us. Get your order in today. Hopefully you still get there by Valentine's Day. Oh, so much going on today. So wanted to share this story with you as well. I'm going to give you just a little taste. If you are, this is something that is local that was brought to me by just a wonderful lady with the question of what's going on with Amazon? What is going on with Amazon? Jeff Bezos stepping down as CEO so he can put his time into his other philanthropic or entrepreneurial endeavors, you know, like taking over the Washington Post. That's a joke. And all the other things that he's got his fingers into. But there's something a little more, I don't know if I want to use the term sinister, but it actually may be sinister. I'm going to tell you about a local lady who ordered something very simple from Amazon. A book. That's easy. I get a lot of books through there. Or I did. Now I've switched over to Barnes & Noble if I'm going to get a book. But when we come back from this Fox News break, I'm going to tell you what she actually got. And that's going to make you think. But right now, I want you to think about going to the phone and getting on the lines at 884-9910 so you can pick up those chocolates from the chocolate shop. Good luck to you. 884-9910 right here on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Caller number 3, you are the winner.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, Radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today and any day. Whenever I can get you. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Talk and text lines are open at 884-9910. Big congratulations to Roger from Reno. Roger that, Reno. Roger picked himself up a box of heart-shaped chocolates from the chocolate shop. So he was caller number 3. Contest is over, but is it over for today? No, it's not. We got another box to give away in the next hour. So just a couple of quick headlines for you. Love this. Yellen was right. The federal debt should keep you awake at night. Yet, Biden just keeps adding to it. Speaking of Biden, all eyes on Florida right now, and they shouldn't be. That's not where the eyes should be. Joe Biden is weighing travel restrictions within this country. Targeted against Florida. Why? Because Florida is open. Governor DeSantis pretty much single-handedly ensured that his state lived by liberty, that his constituents are able to live free and prosper. So, no mask restrictions. But guess what? The Biden administration doesn't like that. So how do you restrict travel to just one state? No. Here's the bigger question. How do you restrict travel within the United States of America? Yet, you throw open the southern border for anybody to come in to this country with no COVID tests, with no credentials, just break into this country and break the law. And then be moved all around the country so you can't be found. That's what the bigger question should be. But I think we all know the answer to that. Destruction from within of this country. That's the top of the agenda for the left. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 since I threw out the invitation and check in with Rob this morning. Hi, Rob. What's on your mind?
Hi, Monica. I just wanted you to know that I'm listening to you. I have been always. And I'm watching the impeachment trial with the sound muted because I can't listen to them. Although I am interested in their exhibits, and I can watch the exhibits and listen to you and not get so upset. So I appreciate it. Just wanted you to know.
Well, I appreciate that too, because it is a circus, and you know, it is something that people should watch, Rob, because it is just it is a great tutorial on how the left is just not only drama queens, but they are doing this all to just capture the minds of the weak. You know, this really is just a circus. Because here these people are cowering and fearing for their lives. And yet you had mayors, you know, up in Seattle going out into the middle of riots, and they weren't seeming to fear for their lives until the rioters turned on them. So, you know, these people have no idea what fear is. They have no idea what any of that real fear is when a riot is outside of your home or outside of your business, breaking the windows and setting it on fire, or gunshots are going off. They have no idea what fear is, but American people do. So, Rob, thank you for watching the impeachment and getting the information that you need to make good decisions when voting later on.
All I need to do is watch what their exhibits are. Their words mean nothing, so that I can plan my counter.
I love it. Thank you for the call, Rob, and make sure you share what you find out, because that's important, because there are a lot of people out there who aren't watching the farce. And you need to know what's going on, because these people aren't going to stop. They are not going to stop. Whatever liberty, free speech, which we'll get to Gina Carano here in just a moment. God, I love that woman. But I promised I wanted to share something with you, so I'm going to even close my computer here so I'm not distracted by all your texts and emails, which I do appreciate. I thank you for that. So I am holding in my hands a published book from an award-winning author, Inglith Cooper. I hope I said that right. Inglith Cooper. It is called That Month in Tuscany. I never thought I'd see Italy with a rock star, but I felt like I did when I read this book. That's an Amazon.com reviewer. So, a wonderful lady gave me these books. She gave me the receipt as well of payment information, when it was shipped, and all of that good stuff to basically prove to me what she was saying. I love proof. So, these books that I hold in my hand that have, and I say books, because the first one she received was kind of odd. So I'm looking at these two books, That Month in Tuscany. Covers are the same. Backs are the same. Well, that's funny. This one is a little odd. It's not quite centered. It's kind of shoddy. You know, we have self-publishing now. So the books are just published when they're ordered. They're all glued together. It's not like the books of old where time was taken. No, they're just, you know, slapped together. But this second one that she received looks perfect. Big, it's thick, it's about an inch thick. The issue is with the first one that she received. It's not centered. The book is only like a quarter of an inch thick. So wait a minute. What is in here? This, ew. The glue is all gunked up. That's a strange looking picture. Huh. This isn't a book. It's just statements. Wait a minute, what? That's not a chip on my shoulder. That's your foot on my neck. Only those who have already experienced a revolution within themselves can reach out effectively to help others. Read absolutely everything you get your hands on because you'll never know where you'll get an idea from. For the white man to ask the black man if he hates him is just like a rapist asking the raped or the wolf asking the sheep, do you hate me? The white man is in no moral position to accuse anyone else of hate. Why? When all of my ancestors are snake-bitten, and I'm snake-bitten, and I warn my children to avoid snakes, what does that snake sound like, accusing me of hate teaching? What? The mental flexibility of the wise man permits him to keep an open mind and enables him to readjust himself whenever it becomes necessary for a change. The media's the most powerful entity on earth. They have the power to make the innocent guilty and to make the guilty innocent. And that's power, because they control the minds of the masses. Well, that's true. I'm not getting this. Made in the USA, Las Vegas, Nevada, January 2021. That's what's on the back of the book. I look at the other book, Made in the USA, Las Vegas, Nevada. Huh. One date off from this one. So what is going on with Amazon? That this book can come in the cover of a legitimate book and yet be spewing garbage. I mean, this really is incredible. And when you reach out to Amazon, when you reach out to the publisher, no comment. What do you mean, no comment? Aren't you concerned that somebody in your ranks working for you is taking somebody else's legitimate work, legitimate words, an award-winning author, taking the cover of their book and shipping out garbage to people who have ordered the book? Now, she didn't return this because she wanted me to see this. And it is incredible. You know, it's kind of like, I liken it to when you go to a fast food place and you order something very odd and specific. And you get your bag of food and there's other things inside of it. And it's kind of that little code thing going on. I wonder if this is how people are getting information out to rot people's brains. I'm just wondering. Because I have no explanation for this. And nobody at the company will explain it to me. Because this didn't come from the author. This one did. This one did not. And that concerns me. Spreading propaganda should always concern everybody. Let's go to the talk and text lines and check in with Terry. Terry wants to talk about the book. Hey, Terry, thanks for calling into the program today.
Hi, Monica. listen, yeah, you made quite an observance there. So what we have here is we have the left changing what's been written in Time. So it's going to make it impossible, if they keep this up, it's going to make it impossible for the younger generation to learn what's right and wrong if everything's left. You know, that was one observance on your latest conversation. Another is, you know, how in the world do you go to work every day and not do your job? If you show up somewhere and you're making, let's say, anything, cups, for instance, and you go out there and your crew is playing basketball in the middle of the factory, people are going to get fired. You're not doing your work. And that's what Congress is doing. They're not doing their work. They're getting paid a lot of money and they don't do anything. That's what people should really get upset about.
And people are suffering. Yeah, they're doing nothing and people are suffering. But thanks for calling, Terry, with that observation on the book, because it just shows where we're getting our history, where we're getting our knowledge from. We order a book. And how do we know that when this first arrives, that this isn't what it was intended to be? So they can pretty much, as long as they slap a cover on something, put anything out that they want. You know, next time you order a book, you know, that month in Tuscany, it could actually show up as the Communist Manifesto.
That's right.
Are you going to know any different? Terry, thank you so much for the call and the observations, and just, you know, you keep doing your thing and we're watching Congress. I think more and more people are watching Congress and understanding what they're really doing and what they're really not doing to and for the American people. We'll be back right after this quick break as I peruse this fake book a little bit more on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk.
For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much. I pulled out one more quote from this fake book that was received, as a woman had ordered a book from Amazon, and this is what she got. A new world order is in the making, and it is up to us to prepare ourselves that we may take our rightful place in it. Huh. Talk about giving up liberty and freedom. We don't have to take our place in a new world order. Remember, we have inalienable rights that were given to us by God to breathe, to live, to be free. I'm going to dive a little bit more into this and make a few more phone calls, because this is not acceptable, taking somebody's hard work, their hard writings, putting it out there to make a living. Somebody orders it, and they get something totally different. Huh, kind of like when you vote for Biden. You ordered one thing, and you're getting something totally different. Just an observation. It's the Monica Jay Show, and here is today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Since Valentine's Day is Sunday, let's talk about love. Today's poll question: what, if anything, will you be doing for Valentine's Day? Nothing. It's a scam. Nothing. I'm not in a relationship. Quiet dinner with my loved one. Showering my love with gifts. Or nothing. We show our love every day. Yeah. Just another one of those Hallmark holidays. So here we go. 25%, nothing, it's a scam. 25%, nothing, I'm not in a relationship. 25%, quiet dinner with my loved ones so far. And 25% voting for nothing, we show our love every day. So nothing. Nobody's voting for showering my love with gifts. Darn you people. Yesterday's poll question was, do you think the Senate will convict Trump? 75% of those participating said no. They're not going to do it. They don't have the guts. This is just a show for their masters that they're trying to get something done. Scott, not even going to acknowledge your text there, so we're going to go by that. Yeah. We'll be back with more. More of your text, more of your talk, 884-9910. Anybody, for any reason, is allowed to call into this program. Whatever your opinion is, whether it's like mine or unlike mine, like I've said before, the show's got my name on it, but the show is for you, live and local FM talk. Unless you start cussing or you don't let me get in a word in edgewise to have a civil conversation, then you get cut off. So we'll see how it goes in the next hour. It's the Monica Jay Show, heading into a Fox Business Report now on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We got some more good stuff coming up for you right after this.